A few pre-notes this morning. How wonderful it is to have the choir back. Don't think we don't all notice. And we're so grateful to you for the beauty that you provide to help us to pray in a way that's more beautiful to the Lord. Thank you so much. Second pre-note, I'd ask you to pray in a special way this week, but I hope you would always do that for all the priests in our diocese. We will be gathering for the annual priests' assembly, which is an opportunity for us to work together to build unity among ourselves, which is certainly for the good of the church. The schedule actually is quite busy. So don't think poor Father needs an extra little vacation. Schedule is pretty busy. So there is one afternoon for golf, for those who like golf. But there are also many who bring work to do while others play golf. Like, of course, Monsignor Bartilla. He can't help himself when it comes to the work. The clear teaching of today's scripture readings, even though the exact phrase is not mentioned, the clear teaching is that the love of money is the root of all evil. That's the clear meaning. The love of all money is the root of all evil. Greed is the root of all evil. And we see that spelled out very clearly in Amos in terms of the shopkeepers who want to make more money by defrauding their customers. So they fix the scales so that if you put a pound of something on the scales, it shows up as 2 pounds, and then they charge double. In order to be greedy, or in order to commit all the other capital sins, pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, sloth, in order to commit all of those capital sins, but greed most of all, another sin is required. The strategy for living out one's greed or one's lust or one's sloth, the strategy is always the strategy of lies. If you want to cheat and get more money from your customers, you've got to lie to them. You've got to lie to them. If you're lazy and you want to get away with it, you've got to lie, make up all kinds of excuses that aren't true. If you want to eat too much, you have to lie to yourself that it won't matter. All of those capital sins presume lying. And if you want an explanation, and so many people say, how could this happen to us? Of why we have the two candidates for President of the United States that we have, The reason is that we have a culture of greed and lies. Neither of them could be a presidential candidate if you had to completely tell the truth. They couldn't. The people wouldn't have it. But the problem is, so many of the voters who vote in a way that is really foolish, as in, I'll be concrete, voting for Obama the second time. Those people have to be comfortable in a culture of greed and lies. That's why we have the candidates we have today. Because on both sides, they come from a culture of greed and lies. Many of us in our own lives have a culture of white lies, minor lies of convenience. So-and-so asks me how I like her new hairdo. I wouldn't dare tell her the truth. I don't want to hurt her. But I'm not going to tell her, you know, never have you looked more like a witch. You're not going to tell her that. But you could say, everything is just fine. That's not a lie. I don't want to break up our friendship because I don't like your hairdo. There's always a way to escape a lie of convenience. But I think so often Catholics today, even those who faithfully go to confession, if they mention they lied, rarely do they speak about it as though it was a big deal. It's almost, and of course I lied. What else would I do? That's what everybody does. Our living in peace depends on it. Greed, the love of money, is the root of all evil. But the weapon of greed and of all the other capital sins is lying. And how much effort it takes to keep all those lies in order and not get caught. But people will do it. They bend over backwards. And that's the point of the gospel reading. Look at all the trouble people will go through to satisfy their greed. Look at how they have to keep all these strings of lies clear in their own mind so that they don't get mixed up. Look at all that trouble. The gospel says, do you who seek holiness go through a lot less trouble on your way to holiness than those people do on their way to greed? Greedy people are sometimes so much more zealous in satisfying their greed than the disciples of Christ are on the path to holiness. People are far more zealous hauling in ill-gotten gains than disciples of Christ are zealous in following him and running toward holiness. St. Ignatius Loyola one time said famously to his seminarians, "Why do you rush toward heaven with less enthusiasm than your peers in the world run toward hell?" They're really zealous in trying to get themselves into hell. Where's your zeal in trying to get into heaven? That's what the gospel writer is saying. So, make friends for yourself with the mammon of iniquity. Understand how the crooks of this world, how the swindlers, how the frauds, understand how carefully they go about their evil. Watch how clever they are. Watch how they work at it. And say to yourself, I should have the same zeal. I should have the same cleverness. I should expend the same amount of energy seeking what is good and holy and true. Praise be Jesus Christ.